TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Yeah, you would have to make me do a shot of vodka.
It's not bad.
We were just talking about on the regular old show. Ace's wife always... that he and his wife do a lot of shots. And he says it's because the calories is just go ahead and drink the alcohol part of it and don't worry about any mixers or anything like that. But doing a shot of vodka is not just to avoid the calories, because you can take a shot of vodka and mix it with club soda and a squeeze of a fresh lime. And there's not any calories in that.
Yeah, the only vodka more shot, than the vodka. The only vodka shots come at home when we're out of tequila. Like the other day, we were out of tequila. She, you want to do a shot of vodka? And she's pouring them. Yeah, I'll do it. I'm on vacation. Whatever, man. It's cool.
Not even cold.
Ugh. The little glasses are cold. The little marble-looking kind of things. That they're not marble, whatever they are.
But other times, it's just tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila and vodka.
Yeah.
Tequila's not like go-to. The guys that I used to hang out with who would shoot wild turkey and like cowboy kind of shit.
No, it's always
at the saloon.
Saloon.
Yeah, I had a bar in my basement, and they always kept, because I don't drink plain bourbon or whiskey or any of that. I drink the fruity flavored ones. Like I'm really into that Jim Beam vanilla right now. And I mix that with Diet Coke. Tastes like a vanilla Coke, swear to God. the peach, Crown Royal. Mix that with lemonade. Mm.
Ooh.
It's real good. Put a little splash of club soda in it to give it some fizz. I like it to have a few bubbles. But yeah, they're in there with Wild Turkey. They keep it in my bar because they were the only ones that drank it. Wild Turkey 101 was one of them that I remember seeing.
I don't know.
What is that? What is that? Is it Woodbridge or
Woodford?
Woodford that's got the square looking bottle. They always had some of that in there. My friend Mark keeps this bottle of, is it called Buffalo Trace?
Buffalo Trace. Oh, that's a good. It's hard to find here in North Charlotte. That's a good one.
He keeps that at my house now, but he doesn't shoot it. He sips it.
Yeah.
Those other ones, they would shoot it. But y'all don't do any dark liquors then? It's just the...
No. I mean, there's... we always keep Crown Royal. Her stepdad is a Crown Royal, Crown and Ginger. That's pretty much what he drinks. Or he drinks something like bourbon straight. Mm-hmm. He's become a bourbon connoisseur.
Yeah.
We were at a party at their house, and they were talking about different bourbons that two of his friends were there. They were discussing, like, that one was $150 a bottle, and they were comparing the fact that there was one that was like $35 a bottle that tasted better than the $150 bottle, and they felt bad about that.
The only expensive bourbon or whiskey or whatever that I've ever had that I could tell a difference in that actually tastes better than other stuff that I'd had was that Pappy Van Winkle.
Oh, Pappy, that's a good one.
It was pretty good. But I wouldn't want a bunch of it. I'd want like a few sips of it and then, get back to the Malibu and orange juice.
The beach girl.
What is that called?
Island girl.
The island girl.
It's an island girl.
That's his drink. It's called an island girl.
Oh, an island girl.
Yeah. What it's coconut vodka. I mean, sorry. Coconut rum, banana rum. Splash of pineapple, splash of orange, splash of Sprite.
Oh, it sounds like you in the islands. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like pink and orange? Is that what color comes out?
No, just more of a light colored orange. Because pineapple, there's nothing pink in it.
No,
pineapple juice is not pink. You think about grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice, yeah.
Pineapple juice This is the sweetest of the juices, I think. Especially when you squeeze it in the right spot.
The sweetest of all the juices.
Banana what?
Rum.
Banana rum.
Yeah. You know, it's not like I'm a woman. It's like I'm, you know, one of those Rastafarians.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out, renting the jet skis and selling blunts.
Right.
Yeah. Way tougher. The dream.
Way tougher. An island girl.
Yeah.
An island.
If you like sweet drinks, that's a good one for you.
I bet a bunch of those would give you a headache the next day, though.
Hmm. I don't know, but I don't think I'd be. I can't tell you the last time I did a shot where it was just either me or one other person.
It's usually done with a group.
It usually comes with several people and at the strong arming of at least one of the people. Because I'm not. I used to love doing shots when I'd be out with a bunch of people, but you know, after showing my ass too many times and then feeling like crap the next day, I was like, I can't do it anymore. Because it would just be like, I would do straight Patron. It would be pretty much all.
Yeah.
And then when y'all do the tequila shots, y'all do the salt and the lime and all
I
that?
I don't.
Right.
Yeah. She'll do the salty rim and then the lime. Yeah, I don't.
Because she's a woman.
The training wheels.
I don't. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm not a bitch. Mm-hmm. That's what I was taught in college, and I adhere to that to this very day. Yeah. That's my the only I'd never done shots before. I never drank until I went to college. I think the first drink I had was that when I ordered that Amaretto Sour in that bar, and that was 3 weeks before I graduated college. High school, I mean, 3 weeks before I graduated high school.
Oh my God.
That was it. Yeah. And my friend Burr was like, just a general rule, if you're gonna take a shot of tequila, never have salt or lime because then you're a little bitch. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, I don't want that. One Amaretto Sour, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. All right, well, hold on.
They had to dust off the bottle of Amaretto. It's been up there so long.
Yeah, that was post-Amaretto Sour, Riggs. Like, I was post-Amaretto Sour. I was already working on getting a taste for beer.
You're right. I'll just stick with the Amaretto Sour. Yeah.
Make sure it has the cherry, please.
Amaretto Sour. Two cherries, please.
Oh, God.
Make it dirty.
I like to have one now and let one soak a little bit.
Oh, heavens. I don't want that.
I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea.
Y'all say what you want. The damn Amaretto Sour is a delicious, sweet little drink.
People never ordered that in the restaurant?
You would get one here and there, but it was very, very far.
Yeah, well, what about a White Russian?
That was more common than an Amaretto Sour.
I'm sure you know why? Because it tastes like a milkshake.
Milkshake. Damn. So good.
I was just mad I would have to go all the way to the back to grab milk to make that. I didn't like that part. Or heavy cream or half and half. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, I can't have milk with liquor like that. Unless it's blended. If it's a spiked milkshake, yes.
Yeah. You never had a White Rush?
No, I know it from the Big Lebowski. That's the only place I've ever seen anybody drink one. Or
it's good.
It
tastes like a dessert.
I'm kind of with you though. There's something about it being alcoholic and thick that is odd to me. Yeah. Like that, I don't know, because it's milky looking. It's kind of weird to me. It's not something I've never ordered one.
I dated a thick alcoholic once.
Didn't it make it curdle? Like the alcohol, doesn't it make the milk curdle? No, not obviously. Ooh, mm-mm. Yeah, that sounds so not good.
What else is in it other than milk and vodka.
Vodka.
But it's vodka, and it's something like doesn't it have amaretto in it or something like that? Or what is the black part of it? Doesn't it have something dark in it, or is that the Black Russian?
I don't think
it's just milk and vodka.
Oh, it has. A coffee liqueur, so you can do any kind of coffee liqueur. Bailey's or Patron XO is good.
That's right. I thought it was Bailey's that I was thinking about. That gives it that sweet taste. Because just vodka and milk wouldn't taste sweet.
Oh, that's
as good as that sounds.
Yeah.
And they're usually interchangeable, vodka and milk.
Yeah, totally.
In Ace's house. Yeah.
It seems that way.
He's having a bowl of Lucky Charms here.
And what kind of beer does your wife drink if she's going to drink beer?
No, I very seldom does she ever have beer. I don't think she ever really has beer.
She hated it, even if she weren't watching the calories.
She didn't hate it. Like she'd rather have a drink, make a drink than have a beer. I can't even think of the last time I saw her have a beer. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I bought 2 cases of beer last Friday when we were going on vacation. And I was like, surely, this will be fine. By Saturday night, they were gone. And I
wait, so 40, by Saturday night?
The following, you know, this past Saturday.
Okay, it lasted
night.
A week.
Right.
So it lasted a week, yeah. But, and I had, let's just say I had 50 beers because I had a couple in the fridge. And it's probably more like 58. But like we're splitting hairs at this point. So let's say 57 beers over a week.
In a week?
It's a lot of beers, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many is that a day?
I mean, if you break it out, it was 6 or 7, I guess.
Mm.
Maybe 8, but and there were 2 days where I didn't drink at all because I was so sick. So,
okay, so 57 beers divided by what, 5?
No, by 7 or 6. Let's say 6.
Okay, 57 divided by 6. That's 9.5 beers a day.
And how many do you usually like take to get like a good buzz? How many does it take?
Oh, I don't know. What was that? 9.5.
9.5.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I can drink 10 beers and be fine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not drunk.
Wow, I could not.
It's beer. Now, if I were drinking cocktails, yeah, I'd be hammered. They're beers. 10 beers? It's not that crazy. But when I calculated it all up at the end of the week, I went, wow, that was a lot of beer.
58 beers.
Yeah, that's a... My little friend Jenny would call that an amateur.
Yeah, she's a beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
I my father-in-law has a golf simulator in his garage. And when we were over there... a couple weeks ago, he and I went out. We're going to play 18 holes of golf on his simulator. All while we had, he was like, try this bourbon that I've got. And we were drinking this straight bourbon, you know. And by I started off pretty good. And by the time we got to about hole number 8, I was telling him, like, damn, my shot has just gone away. I said, I'm just not hitting the ball worth a damn now. He goes, well, it could be the fact that you've already finished the drink.
Oh, I was
like, it didn't even occur to me. I was like, you know what? It could be the fact that I've had half a glass of straight bourbon. Maybe I need some water to soothe myself down a little bit.
Maybe it's that.
Yeah. A golf simulator.
Yeah.
Well, see, if you work hard, Ace, maybe one day when you're his age, you can have something nice like that.
Yeah. Too bad. Too late. Already passed him by.
So how old is he?
47, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's a considerable amount younger than you.
He's 47 or 48.
Like, y'all wouldn't even be at the same school.
Yeah, no, wait. He'd be 48, because I think we figured he would be a freshman if I was a senior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Barely.
Barely. That is correct. Now, luckily, Amanda's, what do you call it?
Biological,
thank you. I was going to call it paternal, but that's never mind. Biological father, who lives in, who is, I guess, also my father-in-law, who lives in Florida, he and I are the same age.
Okay.
So luckily, so her mom and her biological father are, we're all the same age. So I'm only older than her stepdad. So
she was cradle robbing, and then... It flipped.
You mean her mom?
Yeah.
Her mom?
Yeah.
To an extreme.
Yeah. Right, of course. It's what we deal with.
So they had this party a couple weeks ago, and they had some of their friends were there. And, of course, somebody had to bring, how was the wedding, and da-da-da-da, and all that kind of stuff. And they ended up talking about the first time that I ever went over there, that we met. And I was like, it was a little tense, as you can understand. And everybody was laughing. I was like, I get it. You know, my daughter had come home and said, hey, I'm going out with a guy who's 24 years older than me. I'd been like, let's see how that goes, because I don't think so. But I said it was a little tense, and I told him for the first time. I said, just so y'all know, by the way, I've never told y'all this before, and Amanda may have. And she said, nope, I haven't. I said, the first time we went over there, I said, look, I'm going over there to be really nice, but just so you know, I'm not taking each of your parents. I said, if they start messing with me, I'm not taking each. I'm going to fire right back. But luckily, nothing happened. It all went well.
Oh, good.
They found that amusing.
You were ready.
Yeah, I was. I
gloves
went in,
on.
I went in like, I'm going to be very nice, but as soon as somebody starts jacking with me, that is no reason for me to take a bunch of it from these people.
Yeah, I agree.
And
with
it worked out fine. You know, they weren't going to. But even they admitted, like, it was a little awkward at first, you know, like, hey.
Yeah, that means you wouldn't want them to, you wouldn't think that they would want to be involved in any elder abuse.
can't get involved in that.
Yeah. That'd be a bad look for the family. Right.
All right, so not only has the lady fallen in love with an inanimate object, she's also had four babies with it already.
She's had four babies.
Four babies with an inanimate object. I'll tell you the whole story coming up next.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Okay. This is not in U.S. America. But this lady claims that she has long been sexually attracted to inanimate objects, but says that she didn't know true passion until she fell for a German roller coaster. She is sexually attracted to a German roller coaster. It's the love of her life now. She said, "You could say that I'm sexually drawn to roller coasters, but since I met the Sky Scream roller coaster, I understood what love was." She was born in France. And she said, "I spend every moment dreaming of a carnal and fusional relationship with it." Alexis, that means that she wishes that she could have real physical sex with it.
Thank you.
She's 43. Says that she's been attracted to objects since she was 12. She's a painter and a poet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Double threat.
Yeah.
I think is what they call it.
Says she's been in three serious romantic human relationships, but found them all to be traumatic. Now, what she does is she makes models of the roller coaster. Like, she'll go and build mini roller coasters that look just like the big roller coaster, the real one. And she calls that their babies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she has a room full of them. We were just looking at a couple of them here on the screen in the studio. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 maybe.
See, I assumed that she made the models and then did stuff with them, but not if she's considering them her kids.
Yeah, she's not crazy, Regan.
Yeah, sorry.
I had worse thoughts than that. I didn't want to tell you.
Even worse than having sex with the models that she made?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. What could it be?
I thought maybe when she said she's had babies with the roller coasters that maybe somehow she would ride the roller coaster, sit in the car and ride the roller coaster, and while doing so, somehow artificially inseminate herself.
That would be really hard.
I know that's weird. Sorry, that's just what I thought.
That's why they check your bag going in there.
What is this? I have no idea how that would work. I'm just telling you that's kind of what I thought. I don't know.
But I mean, there's no doubt, right, that she has ridden the roller coaster and received the pleasures from it, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. It's called the Sky Screamer. Exactly. Whatever it is.
Sky Scream.
Sky Scream. Yeah.
It says that Sky Scream inspires me a lot in everything I write and draw. So she's. I wonder if they have any poems that she's written about the Sky Scream. That would be fun.
She's French?
She was born in France. This thing's in Germany.
Suckleably.
But I mean, she doesn't look like the type of woman that would have to resort to pleasures of steel.
No, it's not that at all. It's something totally different. It's not out of desperation. She is in love with this thing.
This roller coaster is in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the name of the roller coaster is in English. That's interesting.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I think they probably, it's from the story's in the New York Post, so they probably just translated it.
But it does have a big sign up there that says Sky Scream.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was trying to see there maybe if there's another.
Well, she said name. In 2017, there was another woman who fell in love with a roller coaster in San Diego. People being in love with the Eiffel Tower. I mean, all these things. So, yeah, they're normal.
Well, the Eiffel Tower's pretty hot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get that one.
I remember we had that story a couple of years ago, a few years ago, the Eiffel Tower thing.
But why is somebody in these people's lives, why are they not getting them help? That's what I want to know. Why would you not get this person some help? Because you know that that's something that's off kilter there, emotionally, mentally.
Maybe it's too late.
Yeah.
They're like, well, if she's happy with her little baby roller coasters, just leave her alone.
Yeah, I don't know.
And she's leaving us alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's your friend. Then, hey, we got to talk about this for a minute.
Think about her parents, maybe just her siblings or something. And say, hey, you need help. I mean, can intervention do one show about something like this rather than have to always be about drugs and alcohol?
Yeah, I wonder if they even think that's a problem. If a therapist looks at this and says, well, that's what you're attracted to, I don't know that it's a problem.
Of course. We need to get a therapist then on the phone.
Well.
And say, hey, what is this called and how can they get help?
Yeah, objectophilia or something?
Yeah. I object to feeling.
Little German roller coaster. It's a roller coaster of love.
I don't get it.
Und goes down.
Would you like a drink from Das Bierboot?
Yeah, I can see loving roller coasters as an activity. Normal people do.
Sure.
Yeah. But loving one as in a relationship, romantically.
Carnal.
Yeah. Yeah, get this person some help. Can you imagine what that ward would look like? If you took all the people that just the ones that have made the world news about being attracted to inanimate objects, and you walk in that particular section of the hospital.
They can't have any objects.
Well, I mean.
None.
Specific ones.
But that's the thing. They're attracted to specific things. Right, I mean, you can't watch TV if you're attracted to roller coasters. What happens when the TV commercial for the amusement park comes on? They're always going to show the roller coaster in that.
Turn it off. And it's more often than not women, which I think is interesting. And the woman that we featured last time was in love with the Statue of Liberty. And she had all the figurines. And I thought, oh, what are they doing to poor Lady Liberty? Where is she going?
Yikes.
Bring me your weak and you're tired.
But then we had the bodybuilder guy who married his doll. But that's understandable to more of an extent because at least the doll is to replicate a person.
Yeah, I think it's less weird, absolutely.
Yeah. Rather than being in love with a park bench or
a chandelier.
With a tailpipe.
Yeah, right.
And if she rides another roller coaster, is that considered cheating?
Yes.
Probably. She can't ride no other roller coaster.
No, I wouldn't think so, unless she wants to be known as the town whore.
Yeah.
The amusement park whore.
You'll run across the slot.
Does that mean she can't ride any other rides at a it's just roller coasters, right?
Did I see your slot ass on the teacups?
They're called objectum sexuals. Objectum sexuality.
Objectum? Damn near killed them.
Yeah, there's a lady here that was, in 2015, was addicted to a carnival ride. Or in love with a carnival ride. Spent $90,000 getting it repaired so she could own it and ride.
Oh, my God.
You see your little slut on the Rocco Plains.
The zipper.
Where do you think you're going? To Tilt-A-Whirl? Merry Mixer? I don't think so.
Oh.
Not on my watch.
I've heard rumors you were on the Tower of Terror. I hope this is not true.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I want to. All of these things, seriously, do they not go on any other rides because it would be cheating? Or are they not interested in going? Maybe she didn't even like roller coasters as far as riding them and all until, she saw, Sky Scream. And then she said, I got to get on that big boy. I'm going to ride that big boy.
But for her,
hello, Candace.
Would making models of other real roller coasters be the equivalent of her having naked photos of other men in addition to her husband?
No, I think that would mean she's had babies with those other roller coasters. Because when she makes a model of this one, it's a baby.
Does that mean she's had some type of a relationship? Like, with each one of those roller coasters? She had seven models in there. One of them is Sky Scream.
And one of them was definitely not her.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Y'all know one of the things that Alexis did on the vacation that we just had was go to the Billy Graham Library?
Oh, how'd you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
It was great. I think they thought that I was a weirdo, though, but...
Why? Because you were sweating in there?
So I was like, what? No, because I was alone. I went by myself. And someone made a comment. Someone made a comment about it. This lady was like, oh, and you came by yourself? I was like, yep.
Billy Graham is from our home market, Charlotte, North Carolina. And right down the street from the radio station is the Billy Graham Library and Massage Parlor. No, I'm just kidding. The Billy Graham Library, and you can go and do the guided tour through his life and, you know, how he was the minister to so many presidents and all of this stuff. And that's what you did. You did the whole tour thing where you go through and they show you video clips and then you go from this stage of his life to the next stage and all of that stuff.
Yeah, well, when I found out that I wasn't going out of town like I thought I was because I got the weekends mixed up, I was like, well, now what do I do? And so I went, I was like, what should I do in Charlotte that I've never done? And I've never gone to the Billy Graham Library and I pass by it all the time. So, yeah, I went. I wish it was very, it was still guided, even though you still can kind of go on your own, but everything's timed out. So you're still with a group of people watching all the different videos and stuff. But yeah, all the stuff that was in there and all of the memorabilia and like, it was just really cool to kind of, obviously I knew he was a big deal, but I didn't know the specifics of it because I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, but to see everything that he did and his wife and his whole family, it was just really cool.
Yeah. Most famous person from North Carolina ever. Even more so than Michael Jordan.
He even met with the queen.
Yeah.
She thought he was hot.
He was very handsome. I wanted to say that. So when you first get there, there's their house that they've moved a couple different times. And so they have the house that they lived in and you can walk through it. And the guy that was there, we were talking and chit-chatting. We got into a conversation and I was looking at pictures of Billy Graham when he was younger. And I wanted to say that, like, oh, he was a hottie. But I was like, I probably shouldn't say that in this place.
He looked kind of like Joe Burrow to me. When he was young.
Yes, I can see that now that you mention it. Yeah.
His wife was very cute, too.
And they're buried over there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And what's miraculous about that is that they're not dead.
Not dead.
Amazing.
Buried. No kidding. It's really something special to see and to realize what all he did in his life and how many people he led. You know, to the Lord.
It's a very peaceful place over there, too.
That's what I needed, and super I went to calm. The perfect place.
Yeah.
And Regan said the food is delicious.
I've never eaten over there. I've been over there twice. Food.
Chicken salad sandwich.
It's a it's a famous recipe or something from their family. I read that chicken salad recipe.
Yeah, I've eaten there.
You say you haven't eaten there?
I have.
That's right. Yeah, I thought so. Because your ex-girlfriend used to love eating over there.
I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, that's my favorite place to go to lunch. I was like,
what?
You're an idiot.
Really?
Yeah. But one day I went over there. I think it was, I had a chicken salad. It was good. Or a chicken sandwich. Yeah. I was like, okay. All right. I guess.
We went for Christmas one time.
I've heard it's really nice.
Yeah, we had our whole Christmas vacation there, and they were very, very hospitable.
Yeah. You're going to have to buy another ticket at some point, sir. I've been here 3 days.
Yeah. Well, we haven't left.
Yeah, we're going to kick you out.
I mean, that was the best tree we've ever had.
Amazing.
You didn't buy any books or anything?
No, I didn't buy any books, but I did look around afterwards. They have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Mm-hmm. And I probably could go again and still see things that I didn't see the first time. But, it was a good time. And I was by myself and just not having any, like, I could look at everything that I wanted to look at my own pace.
Yeah, so would your mom be glad that you did that or not so glad since she's Jehovah's Witness? I don't know the ins and outs of Jehovah's Witness, how that would work.
I don't think that she would. I think that she probably would think that it was weird I went by myself. But, you know, she would ask me. She would be curious about what I thought.
Why
sure.
are women so insecure about going somewhere alone? I know you're not.
Yeah.
But why would anybody stop? I would walk in there by myself any day. I would stop on my way out of work today and go in there and not think a thing about it. Actually, you know, like you said, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Of being all alone. Places, of all places.
Yeah.
It seems like that's a place that you would see a lot of people who go there by themselves for that I don't want to talk to anybody. Yeah. So I can go and enjoy my quiet time. The two times that I've been, once was kind of an in and out. I was getting something as a gift. And the other time, I'd gone there for the same reason, but hung around for probably half an hour or so. I just wanted to be quiet and peaceful, and let me just sit here and take this in.
I thought it was weird that attendant would say something.
Yeah, very
because
weird.
It was on the way out, so it was after we had already done all of the videos, and you're going into the store, and you know she's saying thank you to everybody, and then she's like, oh, and she's like, and you came by yourself in front of everybody, and I'm like, yeah, I did. It was nice.
I think she probably meant one. It could have been because she figured you were so young, you were like a teenager coming in there
maybe
by yourself. And then the other thing may have been that that is something that they do as groups. Like people get together and their Bible study will go there, or their school, or their Sunday school, or their church group, or something. And she was probably commending you, like, oh, well, look at this.
Yeah.
You know, you were moved to come here today, even though you're not with a group.
Yeah, maybe.
That's probably what she meant. Either that or look at this little weird Latina.
Loser.
Let's keep an eye on her.
Yeah. Sticky fingers on her.
Maria has no friends.
Yeah. She's got a Franklin Graham jammed down the back of her pants. She's got a snow globe.
And I was thinking before I went, I'm like, well, what do I wear to this? Like, you know, obviously I don't want to like wearing any, I didn't know. I was like, should I not wear shorts? Should
grown
I,
and
like,
sexy. Yeah.
It's a white party.
Yeah.
No whatever. Sneakers, grown and sexy.
Whatever you have that is the exact opposite of what you wear everywhere.
I was like, should I wear dress like I'm going to church or what?
So how much is a ticket to do that?
Free.
Really?
Yeah.
$3.50.
Yeah. I don't think it's free when it's Christmas.
No, I don't think so either. It can't be, but yeah.
That's how they screwed me.
Yeah. I'll get you.
And then you tell them to pray for you because you're one of those now officially crazy person that puts a cat on a leash.
That is real weird.
Are we going to get into that now? Or
do we need to take a break before we get into that?
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Okay. So, Ace and Riggins, have y'all been wanting to know about this thing too since the vacation, or not did y'all already know about
no, I didn't
the details of it?
Be like some crazy cancer.
I just saw it this morning.
So, Alexis now has become a cat walker. She has a cat. Cat's name's Khaleesi, and now Khaleesi has a leash, whole new leash on life.
Oh my god,
that part.
So you're actually taking it out and walking her like a dog?
Yeah, well, this is the first time my friend called me and asked if I wanted to go on a little nature walk with her and her daughter, who's going to be 3. And I said, yeah, you know what? Perfect time to take Khaleesi on this nature walk. So we went on a little like.
So the daughter's two.
She's two. I'm thinking she's two.
And a cat?
Yeah.
A two-year-old and a cat.
Two adults, a cat, and a two-year-old. Okay.
What could go wrong?
So I tell my friend, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring my cat. She's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Do it. So I get Khaleesi in the car. She instantly starts just meowing. She's like, what's going on? Why am I in this car? And, you know, every time I open the door, she rushes out. So I'm thinking, you're going to be excited to see. You want to know what's out here? I'm going to show you what's out here. So we stop at Starbucks first, and everybody at Starbucks was dying through the drive-thru window. They're like, oh, my God, come look at this cat. Come look at this cat. So they're all crowding around the drive-thru window looking at Khaleesi, and she's just meowing at them, putting on a show. she was.
Meowing at them, putting on a show.
She's putting on a show.
Was she still in the passenger seat, or had she moved over to the window?
She was in the middle console trying to – I was holding her because I'm like, she'll probably try to jump out the window. So then we went on the hiking trail, and I put her on her little harness and her leash, and we started walking, and she did good for a little bit. People were like, is that a cat? I'm like, yeah, it's a cat.
Yeah.
But then she almost got away, and then she wanted to lay on the floor, didn't want to move, so I had to carry her.
Oh.
But she did good. We're going to turn it into a thing. I was even thinking, I'm like, what if I go viral? Just start an Instagram page.
Now, is the leash for cats, or did you get one for small dogs?
No, it's for cats.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it said on Amazon.
Wow. Yeah. You know, like cat people will buy anything. Yeah. Just throw it out there.
Somebody's laughing her ass off, yelling at their friend. Hey, somebody finally bought one. Told
you. But I didn't even think about that because I've never considered having a cat.
Yeah.
Me either.
And I never thought about, you don't hardly ever see anybody with a cat in a car. It's always a dog.
Ever.
Cats don't go outside, do they, in the city? City cats don't go outside for anything, do they?
Not really, no.
So that's why, you know, you said that about she's always wanting to see what's out here. Because she's always in your apartment, and that's where she's supposed to be, right? If you take her out, you're holding her, right?
Yeah. He's restraining her in some way.
Yeah, there is actually a hashtag Cats on a Leash Club.
Hmm.
On Instagram, Cats on a Leash Review. No, that's something else.
Now I ordered a new little vest for her, and we are going to turn this into a thing.
We had a listener one time that said she tried to turn her outdoor cat. It was like a barn cat.
Uh-huh.
It came with the property.
Yeah.
Turn the outdoor cat into an indoor cat, and the cat went nuts. Peeing on everything, climbing up the walls. Once it's an indoor cat, it's supposed to.
Yeah, because city cats don't go outside.
City cats don't go outside.
Tell her that.
Who?
Khaleesi.
Okay.
Well, you made her go. Phone. Yeah.
Call her up. I'll tell her right this minute.
Okay. City cats don't go outside.
Khaleesi, listen to me. You get it through your little furry cat head. You are a city cat. And city cats is supposed to be inside at all times. That's why you do your business in a box.
She would not agree with you. When I was living at my mom's, I would let her go outside. She would climb trees, and she loved being outside. She loves eating grass. It's so weird. I don't know what's wrong with her.
I know what's wrong. She's a crazy owner.
I didn't teach her those things. I'm just trying to let her be herself, but, you know, I'm trying to let her express her individuality.
Oh.
Okay, but
you didn't
also
think about that, did you?
No,
I
did not.
In a safe environment.
I did not think of that.
Yeah.
But I didn't think city cats or indoor cats were supposed to be put down onto the ground without having some sort of hold on them or something. Like they're not supposed to be just let loose even when they're in the country. Like you said, she's climbing trees and doing all this stuff at your mom's.
She would always come back.
She did?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, well, obviously, because she still got her. But I mean, I didn't know how much it took, you know, how much effort to get her back.
I'm more scared that someone would steal her because She is a very pretty cat.
Oh. We did have to tase her, but she came back.
The fireman brought her back.
We shot her with BB guns, stunned her. She came back.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. So we're going to try it again because she loved it. And now I got this little backpack.
But if she loved it, then why did you end up having to carry her?
Well, because she's not used to walking long distances. And she was like, she was rolling around in the grass. I don't know what she was doing. Honestly.
Yeah, she was saying, please take me back inside where I belong.
I don't want to go on this damn nature hike.
I'm not a barn cat.
Yeah, damn. I'm a wa-
Mice have to come to me. Then I'll do my thing. But I'm not going to go chase them down.
I thought we were going to watch Real Housewives. What are we doing?
I mean, how millennial girl, though, is like, I took my cat. We went to Starbucks. And she's like in the car.
And they were all loving her.
They loved her. She was putting on a show.
She was pretty good.
What'd you get? What'd you get at Starbucks?
I got a caramel ribbon frappuccino with 3 shots of espresso. Oh, God. Almond milk, but the whipped cream is fine.
Did you get...
exactly. I knew there would be one more. Yeah.
Did Khaleesi get anything?
I wanted to get a little puppuccino. That would be so cute. But I'm like, do you guys have this for cats? No, she wouldn't eat it. She actually probably would. I don't know. But it was an experience. And I loved all the attention. It was cool.
You need to fire off a strongly worded letter to Starbucks corporate. Tell them they're discriminating by not having a kittachino.
Kittachino. I always get that put on an order. I'm just like, can I get a cup of whipped cream? It's for the dog. I don't want to say puppuccino. The coffee shop near me, they do a whole thing. It's like, they do the puppuccino, but then there's a drizzle of peanut butter or something in a dog biscuit stuck. It's a whole operation, and they charge you.
Well, what is it, Norm, at Starbucks? It's just whipped cream?
Just whipped cream.
Oh, okay. Well, the cat would have eaten that. Yeah, the cat would eat that closer to than a dog was milk.
No, yeah, she eats everything, honestly. She's a weird cat. She's a weirdo.
I wonder why.
Not because of me. Yeah. Whatever.
Cat doesn't
care. What could be the reason for that?
That's why I understand her so well.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah, I get her. I know what she's thinking most of the time.
Well, you didn't when you took her out to the woods. Like, you know her so well. So
yeah, I know what she's thinking. Yes, thinking. I'd rather jump off this balcony and spend another day in this house.
Yeah. Where are we headed to next? The flea market? Yeah. You know me so well.
I'd rather jump off this balcony wearing this leash tied to the railing.
Let's go take a swim. You know me so well.
Oh, my little girl. She's so cute.
Yeah. Take my cat to Starbucks.
I love that, though.
Even the Starbucks people are like, oh, my God, we're all about free expression, but this is a little much.
Yeah.
I love
this girl's
the
got a cat.
You phrased that earlier. Well, I love the attention.
Yeah. It was great.
The cat in the car.
She's like, do you see this cat in the car? Come over here. Look at this cat. The whole drive-thru window is full of people.
Yeah.
I bet it was.
Last time anybody's come through here with a cat in the car.
I went the next day to Starbucks and they recognized me. Or I went 2 days later and they recognized me. And I did not have the cat.
Because they put a picture of you inside for the employees to look at and go, hey, if you see this girl come through here again, if she's got that cat, call animal services. Don't take checks from this.
Just heading to the library. My cat.
Oh, my future is so bright.
Come on, Khaleesi.
Let's go. Get in the car.
They remembered me. Of course they did.
They did.
Crazy cat lady's back. Yeah. The woman's cat on the leash.
Her.
Oh. Yeah, I might need to make
that's exactly what it was like. Yeah. Hey, the lady's back. The woman's cat on the leash? Yeah, she got the cat again. No, not today. Damn. All right. He wasn't here today. He was working. He wasn't working today. I wanted to show it.
Did you get the same thing?
No, I got something else.
That shit sounds delicious, though. Caramel ribbon frappuccino with almond milk, but whipped cream is okay.
Yeah, and 3 shots of espresso.
And 3 shots of espresso.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Nice little milkshake kind of on a
three
nice
shots
day.
Of espresso. That's like you're pretty wired after that, right?
I'm going on a nature walk.
Yeah.
To be wired.
The nature walk.
Yeah.
The Frappuccino has the most caffeine, I think, out of any drink you can get at Starbucks. And then you added three
the
shots.
The Frappuccino does?
I think so.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
So didn't you also have your little cat backpack thing? Why didn't you just put her in there?
I did. Once she like laid on the floor, but then it's like me picking her up, trying to put her in this backpack, and she's meowing like a crazy animal, and these people are passing by, and I'm like, oh, Lord, this does not look good.
So you're stuffing a cat in a bag.
Yeah.
I don't, and then all that sticks up out of the bag is the cat's head.
Yeah, yeah, I love
it. It's like a guillotine.
Yeah, she's like, the cat's crazy. Like, he's meowing like crazy. Well, yeah. He's like, you're just taking me out in nature. I've never been out here, and now you're stuffing me into a bag. And now we're at Starbucks. Yeah. I'm freaking out. Yeah. I'm not the crazy one in this scenario. My dear, it's you.
Khaleesi, I can't believe how impossible you're being.
Yeah.
Get in the bag.
Yeah, right.
This is when I go back to that statement she said earlier. I mean, I know him so well. I know her so well. We're locked into each other. Yeah.
And
clearly you're not.
When Khaleesi woke up this morning, she wanted to be stuffed in a bag.
Yeah.
With nothing but her head exposed like a guillotine.
Guess what I wanted.
On a nature trail.
You hear that? She said, put me in a bag. Put me on a leash and embarrass the hell out of me first.
God.
And drag me through a park. Then stuff me in a bag.
I think she liked it.
Yeah, but if she liked it, she would have been fighting back.
Well, that's just in her nature, so
that's
it's
that's a pretty good rule for life.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Good. If you didn't like it, you would have fought back.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
Yeah, I think she liked it. No.
At least I'm not putting clothes on her and like little shoes.
Oh, again.
That's your saving grace.
Yes.
Own deal?
Which also means that she's thought about it. I've considered it.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.